Hello, 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 everyone. Good day to you all. Good evening. I am here minus Rebecca, though she may be watching. She is off in the UK having her adventure, and I know she's going to have plenty of stories to tell. And just want to take this time to say thank you for everyone for tuning in, Deborah, Indigo, everyone who is watching this evening. And tonight I feel called to do something just a little bit different. Because last night I was had an interview with the co-creators Convergence. And this was a channeled interview, and if you guys missed it, you guys can click on the link that I'm about to post now in the chat everywhere where you're watching this. And so be sure to review it, but you guys can skip like the first 7-8 minutes because it's just going through the introductions and so forth. But, you know, it really sparked conversation and internal conversation with myself and with the Council of 12 that I connected with to bring forth this beautiful message and messages. And what really kicked the door in, if you will, is when the host of last night, Kathy Mason, when she asked about chaos and how do we move through that? How do we understand and so forth? And I can't remember the exact question per se, even though I watched that portion like 3 times, because it's just amazing to me how when we allow ourselves to step into the energy of the channeled messages, the energy of the wisdom that is available, what comes through. And so, and moving through and understanding the energy of what chaos is and what chaos does and what chaos brings, what our perception of chaos speaks to the illusions that we have manifested in our world. The chaos that we see, you know, which is the fighting, the war, the famine, all the things, you know, pestilence, if you want to just go down the list of the four horsemen, which I just kind of did. But when you have those elements, it speaks to chaos, you know, the perceived chaos. But what is not seen and often overlooked is the chaos that we don't see, that we take for granted, that we have normalized in a sense of, you know, the famine, the people starving and people without shelter and all these things, you know, people stealing from one another. All these things equate to some form of chaos. But we have, to a degree, has either normalized it or sensationalized it through media. And we outpour our hearts in these situations when things are at such height. And when we have our attention or we want to do something to be of service, to help and to be rid of this. But it's when our attention is not on this that we forget about it. And we just go on with our everyday life, which is rightfully so, because we have to live our life. We have our purpose to fulfill. We have our desires that have to be met. But in saying that, that too also creates this, what I want to move into for tonight, our internal chaos. And our internal chaos is what is the message that was missing from last night's interview. So guys, definitely go and check it out. But the internal chaos is the space to where we have this entire universe living inside us, this 50 trillion cell universe, each with its own mission, purpose, job, duty. But there's chaos, but there's also order to this as well. You know, the multiplication of the cells, the division, and just really adding to and replenishing what is lost. And this order of, this balance of order and chaos, because that's what it is. We create this level of chaos and destruction through means of the body, through things of what we have to accomplish to get to where we have to go. But in saying this, a good example of this is when we go to the gym and work out, or when we exercise, there's this space of us tearing our muscles to build bigger muscles. So that is twofold. We create trauma to the body by tearing muscles. And then we also create this energy of chaos to where cells are dying and then new cells are replaced. So it's this energetic cycle of destruction and then creation in order. And so we have to understand that there's a divine balance and dance to this. Because in order for the new to be expressed, we have to give way to the old, saying farewell, goodbye, it was nice, but now it's time for something new and greater. And on the microcosm, you know, what's happening internally in the body, what's happening, you know, around us, that's just the small bits of it. But yet, on the macrocosm, on the larger scale, you know, of what's happening with us is also being mirrored externally and vice versa. So everything that we perceive that is happening, such as, you know, the war in Russia, Ukraine, that's a gigantic mirror of chaos. And part of that is because of the new energies that are opening up. And when you have something new that is of emergence, there's this time period of great explosions, great destruction. And the purpose of that is to clear what needs to be clear, to clear the way, if you will, you know, bulldoze through to allow for this newness to emerge. And once everything has settled, then you start the cleanup process. You start the process of order. Because, you know, destruction is chaotic. Destruction has no rules. Destruction has no parameters. However, with order, we have a system that is established to create what has to be created. You know, and as I talked about in the interview that I did last night, there's this peace where we have to allow ourselves to be out of balance, to give way to the destruction, the mindset, to allow for the experience of disorderedness, to understand that the disorder and the order have their dance, the balance, and just really moving into really understanding what this is. And I encourage you all to watch last night. As I rewatched it, I was just blown away by the energies that came in. And so if you guys have questions and want to know more about understanding this flow of understanding chaos, destruction, and then the order that has to follow that. Because when the universe was made, there was this grand space of destruction because there was something there. There was an energy presence that was there. And with this thought of creation, you have to allow for the disorderness to happen, to allow for order in the universe. I mean, for example, when you are wanting to bring something to you, to vibrate, to attract something to you, there's a misalignment in the field of energy, which is the disorder. And so in order for you to come into alignment with what your desire is, you have to understand the misalignment and what is out of misalignment, the disorderness, the destruction of that. And so once you discover what is out of alignment, once you discover what is not working for you, you almost unconsciously put in the path of destruction to clear, because sometimes when you clear something, you're blowing something up, you're obliterating it, you are setting it free. There's this energy of explosion to clear what needs to be clear, to be free what needs to be free in that field. And when you allow for that clearing of that field, you then can allow for more order, more alignment with your truest desires. And this would take some finesse. This would take time to allow for this to happen, because it's a process of self-discovery, a process of knowing and truly understanding what it is that you have to align with, to connect to be, and just allow for the joys of receiving what is best for you. Because, you know, as this show is titled, Cosmic Insight, we are cosmic explorers. We are people, a race, a universe that is consistently undergoing transformation on the smallest scale. And it is in these fields of resonance that we soon discover and learn that there's a process, and this process requires us to embody the energy in which we desire for ourselves and the roles that we chose to play for the experiences that we wish to have. And it's in these fields where the field and energy of resonance hold us to guide us and assist us on our path and purpose. I hope you all enjoyed the past minutes of this explanation to bring clarity to your day and to your life and to all that there is. And since it is just me tonight, I'm Miss Rebecca. And so if you guys have any questions or comments about this, let me know. And I can assist in bringing clarity and wisdom into this even more. But, you know, what I've noticed is since it is one of the times where it is just me, things tend to move a little bit quicker through the show. So I hope you guys are enjoying it. And if you guys find value in this, please click on the link in the description of your heart donation, because your assistance helps us keep the show moving, helps us keep the show going, helps us to continue to spread this as you continue to share this with your friends, family, whomever you feel may resonate with the wisdom that is being shared through and to us and to you. And now, you know, I had no idea what tonight was going to be like. I had no idea what tonight was going to, how it was going to express itself. But now it's time for expansion time. And what is expansion time tonight? Let's find out. You know, Rebecca's always so good at the oracle cards, as I am still learning. And the code that I have for you guys is Full Spectrum. And just take a look at this beauty, this energy, and just really connect to the energy of this as the light is reflecting off of this energy. It's kind of challenging to see, but I want you to notice the bottom here, where you have the Merkaba and how it's connected to other aspects and other soul pieces of you. And as you look up, if I can get the energy, there we go. So if you look up, you can see all chakras are illuminated all the way up to the crown and beyond. And the full spectrum of this, as I wish to acknowledge and connect with this divine energy, the spectrum of this energy, the spectrum of this divine wisdom and timing, is for us to really embrace the movements, to embrace the shifts, to embrace what it is that we are being guided to live, to hold, to connect with. And as we talked about prior, is understanding the energy of chaos and how chaos lives within and how chaos mirrors everything that is on the outside of us. And how as a species, we have created lack of self-faith, that we tend not to believe in ourselves, that we are always looking externally for what is. We are always looking on the outside for answers. We are always looking everywhere else except for the obvious, which is in here. And I know it can be challenging when we have been conditioned to look elsewhere but here. You know, over the past century or so, we have been ingrained and indoctrinated to have teachers, people to guide us, people to help us. And we always look to the teachers, but sometimes the students know more than the teachers. And it is because of the indoctrination, the books, the field in which the teachers hold. They hold such reverence. But at the same time, we too, the students, are the teachers. Because we have to allow for the expansion of the awareness of our hearts and our minds to move into the field of resonance, for us to receive, to go within and touch the wisdom that is already present. And as I talked about in an interview last night, the wisdom that is present is in our DNA. Everything that we need to know is in our DNA. Everything that we need to know is in ourselves. All the wisdom, all the light that is necessary for us to be here is there. And we just then now have to train ourselves to look in the most obvious place. And yes, there are guides, yes, there are teachers to assist in this process of connecting to the energy that's living within you. This is living energy. Living energy resides within you, living knowledge. This living library of information lives here. And as we allow ourselves to tap into this living energy, we receive the knowledge and wisdom that is best for us on our path and in our purpose. So allow for this gift of the inner verse, where all is held. And when this inner verse is nourished properly through diet, exercise, reading a good book, laughing, playing, just having a balance of life, you embrace the full spectrum of what is. You embrace the beauty of you. You embrace all that truly is. the joy, the happiness, the peace, the chaos, all of it, because it's all you. And just take a moment to breathe all that in, to allow for this energy to sit, to hold you, to nurture you. And the beauty of this, knowing that everything that you have is already present. It's beautiful, isn't it? And so as expansion time ends, another one begins, because we are always in the flow of awareness, always in the flow of consciousness, always in the flow of energy, just like a snake, just like the water, always growing, expanding, moving, never stagnant, though it may appear in stagnation, especially with the energy of water, you know, because everything in the universe is but a vibration. It is our awareness of these vibrations, it is of our awareness of these energies that we bring knowledge and wisdom to self and to all that is around us. And so, with that, we bring in the tune-up. I know this is a quick episode tonight because I am missing the other half. Well, physically, not energetically. Energetically, she's here. But yeah. So whatever you're doing, whatever's going on, just take this time, this moment to take in a nice big deep breath. And as you allow this breath to be free, begin to feel and connect to the elemental energies such as water and air, the movement of life. And as you feel these energies, these movements, the earth energy, the fire energy, the spirit energy, all these elemental energies, and understand that in energy itself, nothing is stagnant. Everything is always moving. Everything's always flowing. Everything is as it always is. It is in our perception of these energies, these fields, where nothing could be moving, or all is moving. And as you feel into these elemental energies, find the element that is best suited for you, whether if it's earth or air or fire or water or life or spirit itself. And as you carefully choose your element, have a conversation with this element. Understand the purpose of this element in your life and how it can best serve you. Whether this element is connected to your astrology sign, whether this element you have a certain affinity for. And you don't have to know why, you could just feel drawn to this element, to this heart of energies. And as you find and pick your element, allow you to now allow for your hands to be open to receive this element. And as this element is put into your hands, bring this element to your chest, into your heart space, and simply say to yourself or out loud, wherever you may be, thank you for this gift and continue to teach me, show me what it is that I'm asking for myself to be in alignment with who I have chosen to be. I'll take a deep breath. And begin to allow yourself to feel this element grow into your heart space, and grow into other areas of your energetic system, into your chakras, into your solar plexus, into your sacral and root, and above into your throat, into your third eye, to your crown, allowing for these energies to move freely into your meridian system and throughout the body. If you require more guidance from this element, ask of it. Ask for this element to show you, to teach you how to work with you, connect with you, and provide you what you're asking for, because this is part of the full spectrum. And as you embody one, you can begin to learn and pick up another, because these two are great teachers, ever in movement, ever in flow. Though the earth may be still in appearance, but yet it is her that is using the other elements, the other energies, to create movement, to create fortification. And if it is water that you chose, allow for the depths to be of your soul to be seen through the vibration and frequency of nurturing yourself in new and beautiful ways. If it is an element of fire, allow yourself to be clear of the obstacles internally and externally to allow for this movement to warm you, to guide you, and for you to have the courage to step into your power, the strength that you already hold and possess. If it is the element of air, allow yourself to feel the freedom to soar, the freedom to be, the freedom to go where your heart is guiding you to go. And if it is the element of spirit, allow yourself to embody all the energies and connect with them in new and special ways as these earthly teachers are here to ground and connect you to all aspects of yourself, to unify self in this beauty of the spirit that you hold for yourself and potentially for others. Embodying the full spectrum of self and life energy given. And take a deep breath now and slowly begin to open your eyes as you are here, you're now and present, allowing for this beauty to be seen, to be felt, to be honored. As you allow this time to slow down, to pay attention to self, to pay attention to the messages of this time, of this earth, of these elements, of all that there is. And until next time, everyone, have a beautiful and amazing week. Take care of yourself. Love yourself. Be yourself. And don't limit yourself. Create yourself. Be the change in you.